Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
SansPants Radio, Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Cass Bailey.
Oh no, I'm so sorry, I've committed a faux pas. I'll leave. I'm Adam.
Yeah, that would be best. Yeah. Today's topic is a big old toads, baby. The biggest of the bigger the toad,
big
the better.
Big old toads.
As always.
Tig old boats.
Yeah, tig old boats, baby. What's your experiences with big old toads? Do tell. You like them? You hate them?
I don't think I have.
Big old toads made me think of warts, licks, and
yeah,
like. Yep. If they're flat, they're a disc, and you can throw them like a frisbee.
Oh, that is true about toads. If I think of big old toads, or two old boats, I think about when I was a young boy, and I lived, did not live, but I would holiday up in
when
New
I
South
did
Wales.
Not live.
I think about when I was
would
a boy
live,
and I did
or
not
as some
live.
People call it, holiday.
Yeah. And I had grandparents that lived in like Queensland, where there was a lot of cane toads. And my younger brother Ryder and his one of my cousins. We each got one of my cousins. But yeah,
we each got
they
a
would
cousin.
Go and collect cane
Jealous.
Toads. Every no, they each got one of my cousins.
Okay.
And
well,
they would go
different.
Collect the. Yeah, that makes sense. They collect the cane toads and they'd like put them in pots and stuff and poke them. And I was always terrified because like. I'd been trained to believe that cane toads were deadly poisonous.
Yeah.
Which I think they are. I don't think
They're
you should have been touching
right?
the cane toad. I think so. I mean, I know so, but I don't know how poisonous.
Yeah, like are they poisonous to other animals or are they poisonous to us humans who are, you know, not animals,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, that is true about us. The toxic skin can kill many animals, both wild and domesticated. They're particularly dangerous to dogs. Because of their voracious appetite, the cane toad has been introduced to many regions of the Pacific and Caribbean islands as a method of agricultural pest control. Well, that doesn't tell me if I'll die if I eat one. What about you, Adam? What are your cane toad experiences?
I've never had a cane toad experience. I've never seen, met, loved
never seen
a cane toad
Whoa.
In my life.
What about like just big toads in general? What do you think?
Yeah,
I don't think
thoughts?
I'm a toad fan. I'm a frog. I'm a frog yeah. boy, as per usual. I'm a frog
I'm
boy.
I'm also a
yeah,
frog
I...
boy.
No, I get that. Frogs are way cuter.
They're so slick.
Frog, yeah. But toads have a certain adorable grumpiness, I feel.
I feel. Yeah.
You really, you know.
I think frogs,
I
frogs
Not in for
are
it.
Like the move. Toads are the yeah. art. Like,
yeah.
seeing a picture of a toad or seeing artwork done of a toad, you're like, I see why you are fascinated. But, like,
yes,
I don't, like, if a frog jumped out of someone's mouth, I'd be like, oh, how strange. But,
yeah, true. Like, but if a toad did, you'd be like, ah! Yeah, that's fair. I think that for me, a toad I can't have a relation. No, a frog I can't have a relationship with.
That's insane.
I'd struggle
of course you can have a relationship
like
to connect. No, but a toad's got, I feel like, more personality. A toad's like...
I know what you mean.
Toad is the Wario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
Wario
Jackson,
is abusive.
Jackson would fuck Wario.
I'd fuck the shit out of Wario, dude. Give
Jackson
him the
would fuck the shit out of Wario, but Wario is objectively the worst person.
Yeah, no. but...
Waluigi
yes. regard
Waluigi, yeah, Waluigi is not on not, this scale. Waluigi is not up in the frogoid section.
Yeah, Waluigi's neither frog nor toad. He's something. He's like a newt, and Luigi's kind of like a snail. Anyway, the point is that I'm making is that a toad has more personality than a frog. Wario yeah. has more personality than Mario. you know, at the end of the day, is I guess I will, what I'm driving at.
Mario is an absolute frog. He is a green tree frog. He is slick with
Wario.
There's nothing happening in Mario. Who cares?
Toad, yeah. Toad has more personality than Frog in the same way that moldy, disgusting cheese has more personality than nice cheese.
No, Adam, see, you're comparing tasty cheese to blue cheese.
Yes.
Blue cheese is the best cheese. Actually, no. Okay, truffles. I'm
not talking about blue cheese here. Blue cheese is something beside the way. Blue cheese is where the personality is maybe, I don't like blue cheese, but where blue cheese is where mold could be a benefit. This mold is not a benefit. This is not mold that is meant to be there.
But it is. See, but the world can't exist without toads, I assume.
Toads got to be necessary. Not cane toads. They specifically are a pest. But
I know that. Well,
a lot of things are necessary that I never want to have a conversation with.
Okay, well, that's a lot. Because I know mosquitoes. Allowed. I know mosquitoes. If they died, none of it wouldn't destroy any ecosystems.
Yeah.
Aside from planet Earth, because mosquitoes kill a lot of people.
That is
the only argument I have heard for mosquitoes, which is why I mosquitoes are the only bug I will kill. That's the only thing I will kill.
Yeah,
I've heard that a lot, but I don't know if that's true.
I'll go to town. I don't know
if that's true.
I know there was a...
Also, I don't think... It just absolutely could be the sort of thing where it's like... every biologist ever or whatever is like, we can't think of any reason why mosquitoes need to exist. But then when they went away, if they were ever eradicated, I just absolutely could see it as the sort of thing where people are like, oh no, this species is now going out of control.
Yeah.
Shock, horror, what? The ecosystem kind of figured itself out. Don't worry about it.
Might be a wolves at Yellowstone situation, you know?
Yeah.
You know the wolf at Yellowstone?
No. I know, yeah.
Yeah. It's like they got rid of all the wolves at Yellowstone National Park because they were like, oh, they're a problem. And then they were like, oh no, sweeping ecological problems because the wolves were eating the deer population and the deer population was eating... that was eating the grass. And what happened is that when you got rid of the wolves, there were too many deer who were eating too much of the grass, which were destroying the ecosystem. So they had to put wolves back into Yellowstone. I think there's also a great metaphor about jocks and nerds here, where when we stopped making jock movies and we started supporting nerd movies, that was like getting rid of the wolves at Yellowstone. And now we get people like, what's his face? Hypothetically, what's his name?
Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro's because we got rid of the wolves at Yellowstone. That's what I think. We were like, jocks are bad. No more jocks, but you need some jocks. You need some jocks control the nerd population.
Jocks are bad. Let's make some nerd films. And the nerds fuck, but because no one wants to fuck them, it's all sexual assault.
Exactly. Nobody was like, ew, nerds. And all of a sudden, now every movie that comes out gets 10 billion YouTube video essays where people talk about how they feel about it. You know what happened when Rambo came out? All of the jocks were like, hell yeah, high-fived each other and moved on. Anyway, put more nerds in lockers, I guess.
How many more anti-intellectualism essays are you going to go on about and shut up for a second,
Jackson?
You can have
smart people. And you can see that we want jocks to come back because of the popularity of the himbo. The himbo is this ecosystem.
Jackson, you sound like a madman. Ranting on the radio. Oh my god, you have never sounded more nuts.
I see what he's saying though. Like,
no, Cass.
No, look, our ecosystem is adjusted where we're like, okay, because it's like the wolves at Yellowstone thing, right?
Cass, yes. You're
so
Cass,
I'm assuming
he's talking
Adam,
madness.
Please, Adam, please. So I'm assuming that there was a reason they got rid of the wolves at Yellowstone, right? And then when they reintroduced the wolves at Yellowstone, they were still trying to make sure.
Cass, you're talking about wolves and deer. Jocks and nerds are not wolves and deer.
Well, I haven't finished yet, have I?
We need them. People like systems.
People like get rid of jocks because, for obvious reasons, jocks were like not seen as
they were out.
We haven't gotten rid of jocks,
bullying.
You mad woman!
Oh my god! Again, if I was allowed to finish, maybe you would respect my opinion. he won't. So we're like jocks are a bad problem. obviously, mm-hmm. for a lot of the reasons we had. We're like, okay. And then the nerds take over. We're like, oh, no. So we're like, put the jocks back in. But now we're like Himbo. And the features of Himbo, like specifically, if you look at the features of a Himbo, they are mm-hmm. kind and they respect women.
Exactly. Because jocks aren't necessarily bad. That's the struggle. We got rid of all the jocks, but some jocks are just people who like sport. That's not a crime.
Yeah, exactly. And
they're just tough people.
Himbo specifically, we got rid of not mean. So we're getting rid of the issue that we got rid of jocks for because they were like, this is creating a problem. There's bullying, which is obviously not good. And now we're like, bring them back. What happened to just loving sport and wanting to do good in the world and just nothing between the eyes? Like, that's
fine. We made
You're
one
allowed.
Lord of the Rings movie and ruined the world. A Hobbit's Journey or whatever came out. That was it. It was the death knell of this society.
Are you trying to sound like a jock by getting the name intentionally wrong?
No, I'm just stupid.
A Hobbit's Journey.
A Hobbit's Journey, starring Bilbo Hobbit and his mates.
It's called Lord of the Rings Fellowship of the Ring. Where was the word ring?
I'll level with you, Cass. I forgot a ring was part of it. I couldn't remember why Frodo, I remember now, wanted to go on the journey. I think I was also just getting it confused with the film A Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. Is that called A Hobbit or The Hobbit? The first Hobbit movie.
The
I think
Hobbit.
It's called The Hobbit. But
The know. Hobbit.
Sad it's not called A Hobbit. A Hobbit, An Unexpected
it could be
Journey.
A Hobbit.
A Hobbit.
It's the Cass. It not might be.
It not might be.
That's what you said.
It not might be. It not might be.
It not.
All right.
Is.
See you later.
Oh my god.
Oh, he's left. He's left the Zoom call. See, wolves at Yellowstone. It works. It's happening. Take
now
a picture.
Us, the himbos will reign.
He'll
the
come
nerd
back.
Will know his place. No, I hope that with the return of himbos, I have spoken about this many times, mainly mm-hmm. actually on Primates, Matt Stewart's podcast, about gentle
Curious.
Energy and how it's really becoming more. And I was speaking about this quite a while ago. I've got my finger on the pulse of gentle, of course, quite gently.
You know,
gentle energy mm-hmm. coming back, coming in as something to be respected and admired. In like media and stuff, and so we'd talk about primates in pop culture. Fuck, that's embarrassing. Primates in pop culture, and then we talk about who was and wasn't gentle, and whether gentle energy, and we were saying gentle energy is a really positive thing. So, mm-hmm. and then now we want himbos. So it's happening.
We
the world is changing.
Energy.
We were like, okay, it's not
true.
That we.
I'm back.
It's not that we didn't want a jock. It's just that we didn't want cruelty because we eliminated the jocks and then we saw that the nerds were capable of cruelty. And we were like, oh, that wasn't what we were trying to get rid of. We were thinking of the wrong thing. We're like, bring back a himbo.
Just
let
like
them inspire
the wolves.
Exactly. Just how, like, the wolves, by killing the deer, inspire the deer to be a better person.
Exactly. I don't know why I'm even having this argument. I'm not a jock or a nerd. I like to think of myself as a freakazoid, you know?
You fucking nerd.
I wish more... Hey, Adam, if more bullies... not bullies, excuse me. If more jocks had put me in lockers, maybe I'd have turned out better. You can't deny that.
A jock who puts you in a locker is a bully, you fucking idiot.
Jackson, this is what we're arguing against. What are you talking about?
I just think I needed more discipline in my life. That's all I'm getting at, you know?
No, then we would have never had your beautiful, beautiful fashion phases.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine if a jock had caught wind of you and your purple tartan and your bleach blonde locks spiraling down past your shoulders.
I really should have been bullied more. It's frankly incredible I wasn't. No kid should be... Like, I wore a kilt for so long, and just... No one said anything. To my face! I assume they were cruel to me behind my back, but I don't hear that, so who gives a shit?
Everything I hear about your high school, I just feel like, no, they wouldn't have been. Everyone who went to your high school is so strange.
Hey!
That
yeah,
is true.
Yeah, honestly. Like, I remember, because I was in the years below Jackson, just being like, cool. I want to speak crazy. To him. He is cool.
It's insane.
Oh my God. It wasn't Imagine cool. if I went back in time and I was like, hey, that guy you think is cool. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, you work with him. He's going to be one of your best friends.
That would be
Maybe
crazy.
Like, oh. But
if you could go back to yourself in high school, what would you say? What would you let them know? I'd be like, dude, you know how now you have a very limited access to pornography? Wow. Dude, just wait until you're 28 because you've got so much porn, you're bored of it. And I'd be like, why are you telling me this? This is negative. And I'd be like, it's hard to find anything. You know, right now, a whiff of titty and you're losing your fucking mind. You don't care now. When you're 27, you couldn't give less of a shit. And I'd be like, I'm afraid of this man.
Jackson, you're 28. Because I didn't at any point tell my...
I know, I'm de-aging before my eyes. I shouldn't have time traveled. When you're 25, dude, when you're 25, a whiff of titty won't even do it anymore. When you're 23, you won't even know. When you're 6, man, and then I pop out of existence. I wrecked the space-time continuum.
Is that what happened to you?
Yeah, that is what happened to me. After this episode, I'm going to do it, so enjoy it while it lasts, I guess is what I'm saying. Anyway, that's what I tell myself. Whiffs of titty and all.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Just warning them of whiffs.
Yeah. Do you think you'd be afraid of your past self? Like, would you recognize your past self?
I wouldn't.
Like, I always think that I wouldn't. Like, I don't look like I did when I was a teenage.
Do you mean would you recognize gremlin. Your future self?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Like, look, if you came back, like, would yeah, what how would you react?
What? Look, I've definitely, when I was, I think I was an adult, but I still lived at home. So I was like maybe late teens, early 20s. And mm-hmm. I had, like, I just did this thing one day where I like laid down on my bed and then pretended I was like my 13-year-old self waking up in my like body in my room. And I like
Hell
walked
yeah.
around my room as if I was like trying to discover something about like who I had become and like trying to look at my life with fresh eyes and look at like my body and who I was and like what I looked like and stuff. Cause like, you know, when you're a child and you don't like how you look. So,
yeah.
I was like, oh no, this turned out okay. So I think I haven't grown since high school. I think I stopped growing at 14.
Yeah.
So if my younger self saw me now, she would probably be like, oh, no, we got fat, which is not correct at
That's
all.
That's rude, past Cass.
Oh yeah,
like, not true.
No, completely. I'm just a normal person. Like, it's so fine, but I know young me would be like, oh, What did you do to me?
What I like is that, because if you haven't stopped growing since 14, so like something I always find comforting is the thought that I could physically overpower my past self, but you're equally matched.
So
that's pretty
it
funny.
Depends what age, because like my younger self, I was doing taekwondo a couple of times a week.
Oh yeah, oh no.
Yeah, I'd be fucked. Like, she would kill me. She'd be like, why can't you fight back? I'm like, I stopped exercising. Please. She'd be like, you really let yourself go. I'm like, I'm so happy now.
I'm happy in my life. Oh, man.
Oh, do you know what I tell my past self? Do you know what I would say? I'd be like, hey, I don't know how to convey this to you because this is not how it works, but all the fitness and stuff you have, thinking that you hate sport, you do sport multiple times a week. You don't hate sport at all. Someone who is like unfit or anti-fitness. Like, you do so much exercise. Keep it up, because it goes away, and then I will like show the deflation of my bum and be like, "This is your future." And she'll be like, "I'll be like, just as long as you don't stop what you're doing, it will never be difficult."
Yeah,
if you stop it for a moment. You'll cook it.
Even I remember for going, a second, it'll go away.
I remember going, because when I did my honors year, I didn't, like, I stopped all, like, my exercise and stuff, which probably not the smartest idea, but we got through it, you know. But I went back to, like, aerials, and I remember, like, grabbing onto the rope thing and then going to lift my body up, and it didn't work.
Oh, wow.
I just standing like, no.
Oh, no.
It was, like, the first time in my life, like, my fitness had dropped. Because I just, you know, had done taekwondo for a decade and never considered it sport. So I didn't think I was fit. and just being like, oh, oh no, this doesn't work anymore.
I'm so lucky that I never was like in shape, so that
so lucky
nothing is. I think so. So nothing has changed for me. I like struggle to do 10 push-ups or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, like always. And then I, you know, go
so
get a drink
lucky
of milk or whatever. Yeah, dude, I'm living la vida loca.
And now a word from our sponsors. Also, hey, did you know there's an insane amount of old and unknown and weird and fucked cartoons that you do not know about? I know! Our friend Mia is one of the funniest people I know, and she has a lot to teach you in her hilarious show, Cynical Cartoons. Go to sanspantsradio.com and search Cynical Cartoons to find your new purpose in life.
Do you reckon you could physically overpower your past self, Adam, in a fight?
Yeah, I reckon I could, because my past self doesn't know that it's a lethal fight going into it. I know how I operate. And at any point in time, I'd be like, I would be hesitant at the beginning of a fight because I'm like, is this really happening? Is there any other option? But I, because I know the rules, know that this is a fight to the death. So I'm getting that first blow in against someone who doesn't really understand the stakes of this fight
yet. Absolutely. Do you think past you would recognize present you when you came back? Would they be like, this adult man is attacking me? Would they be like, oh no, it's me from the future. Whack in the back of the head. I don't know how to saw you if you punched me.
Yeah,
in the back
I think
of the head,
I don't think I've changed. I don't think my appearance has changed that much.
Me neither,
I think I still
really.
Look. I think I got fucking carded yesterday, so.
Hey,
hell yeah.
Flex.
That rules. I like to imagine, like, me meeting my past self, and I tell him the whiff of titty thing or whatever, and then, like, we're just standing there because I've got 5 minutes left on the clock before I go back to my own time, and both of us are, like, thinking, what if we had a fight? Like, it's in our brain, but neither of us are taking the initiative. And then, obviously, like, but I think the tension would be there, I guess, is my point. We'd both know it was inevitable. Because, like, what, you know, you're never going to get the opportunity to beat the shit out of yourself at 13, so you better take it. That's crazy because that means like I come back to the present and I've had the shit beat out of me, and Cass doesn't come back because her past self is stronger and killed her, and Adam doesn't come back because he killed his past self. That's nuts.
But like me back here in 5 and you come back in 5, it like it happens in the blink of an eye and you're like, oh no, I know exactly what's
damn
happened.
It.
Cass has gone back in time. Her past self is like, what did you do to me? She's just like, I became well.
I'm happy now. That's great as well if you imagine you're like, right, meet back here in 5, and Adam, you just like clock a gun and disappear, and I'm like, I wonder what he's going to do back then. I wonder what his plan is in the past, and then you don't come back, and I'm like, oh.
You're like, I wonder what he's going to... What was I thinking of?
Yeah, I was about to say, you never knew me.
That's so sad. That means that I come back to the present, and I'm like, I was always by myself on this time-traveling jaunt.
Past Cass killed future Cass, so you are missing
no, you
Cass.
You remember me. You mourn me.
True.
As respect to my younger self at my funeral, you only post photos of me as a child. No, this is what the champion Cass would have wanted.
Yeah, that's so funny if I imagine Adam doesn't come back and child Cass comes back. She's like, there's going to be some changes around here. And I'm like, what happened?
There's going to be some changes around here.
I like to imagine also I come back, but also past me comes back because he was standing too close to me when the time bubble went off. Dude! Oh, no.
I come back because everything happened in the loop. Something fucks up with me and I come back. And as I come back, I'm like, younger Jackson is Adam now. You're like, who?
Younger Jackson.
Cass, don't be
what
silly. You forgot first. You were in the past when it happened, so you were closer to it when it happened.
Oh,
so you forgot first.
If I time travel back in time, pick up my younger self and come to the present, what happens to me in the present?
You immediately would probably stop, right? I guess you could still send your past self back.
No, okay. You bring your past self into the present. And then all of a sudden, you remember everything you're about to do.
Oh, that's true. That's kind of like a great trick. Like if you're about to go into like a hectic bar fight or whatever, you just time travel back, grab your younger self, and you're like, well, I survived this because I had a younger self to go back to.
Jackson, you do not have that great a memory.
You're like, Jackson, what do you remember at the bar fight? You're like, okay, I was standing there and I got knocked the fuck out. It's like, oh no.
I think I lost this fight. What? Bang!
No, Jackson, you brought me to another bar fight where we get horrendously beat up. This time I'll survive it.
Every single time Jackson's face gets worse and worse, more malformed.
Please, everybody's curious as to where I get beat up, but I can't tell them my future self brings me to bar fights. He always loses. Shut up, past me! Boom! Inside
of there. I love that for a brief, fleeting series of moments, Jackson, in your mind, your memory, your recall was so good that you could anticipate every blow that happened 10 years ago to you.
Yeah. What's crazy about that is that even if I knew where the blow was coming, it still relies on my terrible reflexes. That's like the fight going through, but I'm just announcing everything that's about to happen to me before it does. Punched in the back
as
of the
it
head,
does.
Teeth on the table. Okay, well, just, after it does.
It's just very funny that, like, just as the, I guess, jock, whoever's beating you up, and you finally get what you want to deserve, and as the jock's, like, grabbing your shoulders to throw you, like, as their hands, like, touch you, you're, like, grabbed by the shoulders and thrown into the dartboard, and the jock's like, whoa. Whoa, man, that's exactly what I'm going to do to you.
Dude, you better... like, good idea. I wasn't, I was just going to spit on you, I guess, but that sounds better.
Thrown into the dartboard, darts thrown at my face, all the jocks being like, no, like about to stop because I'm predicting the future, and I'm like, no, you gotta, for the space-time continuum. And past me is sitting at the bar like, why do you do this? Who is this for anymore? As my face is peppered with arrows. Arrows? Yeah, one of them had a bow and arrow. Yeah, that's how I'd use my past self, basically. Was that the question?
You made the question.
That's how I'd operate with my past.
I don't think there was a question.
Bring me into the future.
I think you just started talking.
You don't always need a question to give an answer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the Sandman's way.
All you got to do is propose a scenario and hope that everybody else has their own takes and comments on how that scenario might play out.
Yeah. This episode has been the worst. Among some of the worst.
Oh,
it started off with you two... You two going fucking insane.
I think
to
I
a
think,
frustrating degree.
No, I think the
then
fact
you
that
made me think about how I would interact with young Adam. I hate young Adam, and he hates me, and he has every right to do so.
All right,
I love
okay.
young Kaz. She'd be so mad.
All right, Adam. Maybe this will make it more comfortable for you. Let's round robin.
No, I don't like this. This is a trap,
Adam.
This is a trap.
You go back
I've ever
into
seen.
The past. What would you say to my younger self? I'll talk to Cass's younger self, and Cass can talk to your younger self.
Yep.
I have nothing to say to you.
I mean, that's very funny. If old Adam comes back in time, stands in front of young Jackson and says, I have nothing to say. He appeared through a portal, and that's what makes Jackson how he is now. That's the loop.
That's crazy. Imagine a person appearing through a portal, especially like Adam. Let's imagine it's Adam's dressed to the nines. So like suit, mustache, looking slick. I would be like, your past me is like, it's finally happened. This is my Harry Potter moment, letter from Hogwarts. I'm
the
about
doctor
to get
has
the,
come to collect you or something.
The grand adventure that I, you know, everybody
slightly tubbier than I was expecting.
Aren't
the doctors usually
a little
fit?
Longer. Past me is rude. Jackson, you're ruining your chances. But then having you come up to me and be like, I have nothing to say to you and getting back in the portal. What a powerful disappointment. I think I'd failed a test or something. My goodness. The first thing I would have to say to past Cass is, please, I am not a pervert because I am an adult man going back to talk to a very young girl. I know you in the future. Bad opening. I gotta pick the opening just right.
You know
I
her
know
then.
I know you know me now. I wonder if I'd recognize you.
I can't be like, I know you now. I can't say that.
I'd be like, you look like my friend. You look like
don't
this guy
say
Jackson,
it at all.
I think is really cool. Every year I invite him to my birthday party, and every year he comes and I feel really special.
I am
Jackson
I love
from
your
the
birthday
future.
Parties.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, what do you think?
Maniac?
What's my theme next year?
I'll be like, I don't remember. I'm sorry. Times changed. I'm bringing you to a bar, and I've gotten it confused.
I'm like, yeah, why? Why? Are you?
Yeah. Oh, wait, shit. And then I get punched in the back of the head. But I don't remember this time, so it all comes as a shock. And then I got to go back to my regular past
why
self.
Why would you
I
remember out what that?
I don't remember what? It.
It happened to current you. It didn't happen to past you. What?
It happened at that moment. It's happening to future you because the bar fight hasn't started. So you bring past me into it to watch you have a bar fight in the hopes that in this situation in which you know that current me will be busy visiting Adam's yeah. younger self. You're like, and then you'll be able to tell me. I'm like, well, what am I doing now? And you'll be like, oh no. And then the time loop closes, you go back.
It's great exactly. to imagine. It's great to imagine as well, Jackson with his current self and his past self. Jackson's current self getting into fights and expecting his past self to know what to do. Yeah. And then
what
you'll
now?
Tell me because you'll remember. And your past self is like, yeah.
Spot on, dude. And then we just both get the shit beaten out of us. Just absolutely. See, that's what I do. Get the shit beaten out of me in a bar fight because I've misunderstood the rules of time travel. Adam says nothing to past Jackson.
Yeah.
Cast to past Adam.
I go visit past Adam and I'm like, I'm not a pervert.
Past me pisses. Hang on. Let me roleplay past Adam. I've pissed okay. myself.
Okay. Hey, man.
Fair.
Hey, we're friends in the future.
You're meeting me right now at one of the worst moments of my life, I say. I've pissed myself.
And I'm like, don't stress, it gets worse.
I nod. I know.
I thought it might.
I'm like, hey man.
It's not been a great trajectory so far.
I'm like, we are gonna be best friends in the future. It's gonna rule. And then I try and think back to how we have, like, relative to when I meet you to when we meet in the real world in the future.
Sure, yeah.
I realize okay. I don't actually know a lot about what happened and anything to warn you for. So I go, you know, you can quit anything you want, right?
Like
if
that is not the lesson past me needs to learn.
No, I'm like, oh, but like if something sucks, you can leave at any time.
I can give up.
You can give up at any time.
I could just give up. Gas, no. My dad is gonna fucking kill me. I'm letting you know. You don't know who I am now. You're talking to a stranger. My dad kills me a week from that.
What I love to imagine is like Cass goes back to talk to Adam. Adam has said so little to me that he had some time on the clock. Maybe you go back to talk to past Adam because you know Cass is going to mess it up. But then as the two of you are talking to past Adam, on your faces, you start to get bruises and lumps. And you're like, oh, Jackson has taken our past selves. There is a bar somewhere in the future with all three of our younger selves. He does not understand the rules of time travel. God damn it.
You clearly
maybe
don't.
IP
why do you think we're still going to have bruises in 10 years?
Because it's a pretty intense bar fight, Cass. It gets rough.
Just the idea, your like, children. We're standing there, just having little scars appear on our face, be like, uh-oh.
Yeah. Pass out and being like, are you guys okay? And you're like, we have to go. And then as you leave, I step in and I'm like, I'm me from the future. And I pick Adam up and take
Adam
him
and I are looking
me.
At each other, see what's happening to the face. And I'm like, you remembering a bar fight? And Adam's like, barely.
Then it just, like, snaps and Cass, both of us are waking up from a coma.
We're like, did you have a nightmare? And you're like, about that horrible man, Jackson. I'm like, wow, what a bad friend.
I think he's a.
This is a ward yeah. for people who Jackson took their younger selves out to a bar fight.
It becomes a really big problem.
Jackson should never have understood time travel. He keeps trying to beat this
no,
one bar fight.
Jackson should have understood time travel. I think is the problem there. Adam's like advocating to be like, let's go back in time and kill Jackson. I'm like, no, let's go back in time and educate Jackson.
He needs to know.
This
is
the guaranteed way. The world's nations come together to try and figure this one out. Is it better to just straight up ice Jackson? Or is it better to try and teach him how the past works?
It's great to imagine all the world's leaders covered in bruises and scars and being like, there's one man who is the greatest threat to our past selves,
just
Jackson Bailey.
Just the fact that every single person in that room has mm-hmm. a blurry memory of every single person in that room and you. And then when we think on it, we realize that the bar fight, you were fighting yeah. all of us.
I've dug my own grave with my time travel
shenanigans. It's us going back into the past to try and stop it, and that's how the bar fight starts.
What I think is crazy is that I've lived this bar fight so many times, clearly, and I haven't learnt to defend myself just by way of having done this bar fight infinite amounts of times. Still, I've not figured it out. I just know what's
the way
coming
real
really
life
well.
Typically. The way real life typically works is if you lose something, you don't tend to learn.
That is true.
That's my experience.
I get
especially
worse
a fight
worse at it. Yeah. I get worse and worse at it. And then eventually you come in, kill me with a time gun, send me back to caveman days. And I'm like, that was just the beginning. I've got everyone's literal future self, I mean past self, to take to that bar fight with me now. And I take the first man back. And I'm like, caveman, ugh, remember this. And then I get the shit beat out of me.
It's like that classic picture or whatever of that creature walking out of the water. And it's like that. Jackson picks it up and then runs with it.
Remember this into an uncomprehending fish face. Put it at the bar. It dies. Everything dies. The universe is over. I did it.
Bold of you to assume that ending humanity would end the universe.
Maybe everybody just becomes crab people or whatever, and I'm like, huh, this is just going to hurt more when I get punched, and it does.
You're going to get pinched.
Yeah, I'm going to get pinched to shit, dude.
Do you even remember why you were doing this?
No. What bars do I know? Where am I? At what point between the decision the three of us made to go back in time and talk to our younger selves and me entering the bar did I decide that was going to be my plan?
Incredible.
Who can even recall?
And on that note, I've been Adam.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Cass.
Yes!
He did it.
That's
how Adam closes the loop.
You just come in, open the door, and on that note, and I'm like, I gotta stop. That's the rule.
It calms him.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsRadio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to SansPantsRadio.com and follow the links.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.